With much of the team returning for the 2014 season after finishing 10-3, expectations are high for the Thundering Herd football team. Many have predicted top 25 rankings for the squad. Others have predicted they'll win the conference. Marshall head coach Doc Holliday says high expectations are good for his team.
I mean, I think expectations here are extremely high. You know, that's when I came here, that's what we expected to get done, you know, is to be able to have people talking about us prior to the season. And guess what? They are. Bottom line is somebody telling you you're going to be a top 25 team. That's not what gets you there. It's, you know, the work and everything that goes along with it. But, you know, we can't become complacent.
The 10-win season was the first time since 2002 that a Marshall team finished with double-digit victories. It also marked the first Conference USA East Division crown for the school, and its first trip to the Conference USA Championship game where they would lose to Rice. In the final USA Today coaches poll, the Thundering Herd finished 29th. Holliday says three things will determine how successful the team could be next year.
Number one is complacency. If you think you arrived, you haven't. We can't let them become selfish. And selfishness comes in a lot of different ways. It's thinking more about yourself and the team and making bad decisions and everything goes along with it, not just stats and that kind of thing. And, of course, accountability and everything they do. There's a direct correlation on how your team acts off the field and how accountable they are and how they play on the field.
The 5-win improvement from 2012 to 2013 has many wondering what could happen in 2014. With a schedule that looks favorable for an experienced team like the Herd to make a serious run. With non-conference matchups with Ohio University, Miami, Ohio, and Kent State University, fans are looking forward to the season. Holliday says when he looks at his team this offseason, he sees a vastly different group than last offseason.
You know, I just thought to myself, you know, we're so much further ahead than we were this time last year. You know, I looked out there a year ago. I didn't see what I see right now, which is a good thing, and it's going to be important. One of the reasons we had the success we had, won the number of games we won, was because of the leadership that took place and because of the kind of team we became.
Holliday hopes that the success of this past season mixed with high expectations have an impact as he and his coaches hit the road to finish up recruiting for next year before the national signing period begins February 5th.
You know, the one thing about Marshall University and the football program, it's got great tradition. I mean, you walk into a lot of every home out there, you know, they can tell you about the number of wins they had in the 90s and early 2000s and the Randy Mosses and Chads and Byrons and on and on and on, and we're getting back to that. You know, they had the opportunity, you know, against Maryland in the Military Bowl with seeing, you know, a football team go out and beat a BCS team and play extremely well.
That's when athletes can sign on the dotted line, committing themselves to a college football program. The Military Bowl was Marshall's second bowl win in 3 seasons. The Herd beat FIU in the 2011 Beef O'Brady's Bowl. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.